You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Drew Robinson, and this is Tech in 2 with Wired. Here's the news you need to know in 2 minutes or less. Presented by Porsche. Introducing the new Porsche 911. Timeless machine. Learn more at PorscheUSA.com/new911. Bees, please. Stop dying in your Martian simulator. The Mars simulator in Piła, Poland is mainly for humans. It simulates what it's like to live and work at a base on the moon or Mars. But now, 90,000 bees live there. The reason is that scientists realize we will need pollinators if we are ever going to grow food in those space places, so they need to figure something out. Is it possible to keep the bees alive? Google's .new shortcuts are now for everyone. A year ago, Google introduced a function that allows you to type doc.new into your URL bar to start a new Google Doc. Now it's expanding that to all kinds of things. Want to start a new Spotify playlist? That's playlist.new. List a widget on eBay? Try sell.new. Shorten a link with Bitly? Type in link.new. That's just a sample of Google's first dozen outside .new domains. More are coming soon. And now for today's fast fact. 150 to 200. That's how many transgender athletes are currently competing in NCAA sports. For the most part, you won't hear much about these athletes. But as more and more transgender athletes take the podium, the controversy around fairness is heating up. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.